Blog Talk Radio.
From my summer, I wish I could call you up, miss how you'd put your love on me.
Why you got my number? Wish I could feel your touch. Wish you could find love on me.
You never know when to chill. Always talk, I'll keep it real. Only till you've had your fill. Then you wanna cry ill will. Really thought you know the deal. Oh well, I guess that's what happens when two fools be falling in love. Mixing some pain and some passion. Nothing is ever enough.
If you can take my hand, I promise we'll find love again. Love again. Yeah, yeah.
If you can take my hand, I promise we'll find love again. Yeah. Oh, 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 yeah.
Around your boys, you act so tough. Like you never been in love. If you don't quit acting up, alone is weighing on enough. I promise. You may think that I'm crazy. You should ask around about me. Put your trust in me, baby. Yeah.
I wake from my slumber. I wish I could call you. Miss how you'd put your love on me.
Hey, boy, you got my number. Wish I could feel your touch. Wish you could follow up on me.
Hold on until the end. Hold on till you can extend. I'll be clinging on to you. I'll be clinging on to you.
Again, again, orbiting around and then cycle back around to you. Coming back around to you. I'm coming back around and
even on your worst day, love you in the worst way. Circling around for eternity. Going through the motions, you're turning me eternally.
Drifting on my own again, reaching out to hold your hand.
Take my hand, I promise we'll find love again, love again. Oh, if you can, take my hand, I promise we'll find love again. Oh,
but I only see you. Come here, baby, let me marry you. Show you all the love that you deserve. Promise you always come first, yeah. Forget about your past, baby. I'm your future, I ain't nothing like your last, baby. Show you things you never had, baby. Show you things you never had, yeah. I will never hurt you. Do anything to make you cry. I will always love you. Even when I'm bad, I still apologize. Why? 'Cause you were my baby. Why? 'Cause you were my baby. When you smiled, I knew right away that my love for you never change. Can't fight this feeling away. Me and you, the end game. But I know you're scared, baby. Trust me, I'm here, I won't disappear, baby. Let your guard down, come and take a chance on me. Yeah, come and take a chance on me. I will never hurt you. Do anything to make you cry. I will give me your hand. I would never hurt you, do anything to make you cry. I would always love you, even when I read up in a photo. Why? You were my baby. Why? You were my baby.
Broken, now my heart won't open for we'd like to roll a blunt and light it. Catch a ride on the moons and nights. Feel it in my bones, deep inside. What a blessing to be alive. And my mistakes make me great. This is hard to come by, but this hope I'll find it on my own time. Yeah, just need to get away, away, away. I won't be gone for long, I will not do you wrong. Just get away, away, away. No, not too long. You'll hear from me. Just get away, away, away. No, I won't be gone for long, I will not do you wrong. Just get away, away, away. No, not too long. You'll hear from me soon enough. Wanna get away. Pardon my mistakes, yeah.
Yeah. It's Chuck. Charles. Charlie. And I'm just sitting here, flicking my fingers and shit, not doing nothing. Not doing my sitting on my fucking sofa playing with my tits and shit. And, you know, then I discovered this thing on Blog Talk Radio called the Epiphany Radio and all, man. And I said, check out there. What the fuck? You know, they got microphones and shit, and they're doing poetry as spoken word, or where you can just call in and do your thing. You know what I'm saying? So I said, shut, shit, Chuck, Charlie. I called the fuck in, and I just let them have a little piece of what I do, an expression, expressing myself on this damn show and everything. They gave me great reviews of my pieces. They like my poetry, so I continue to call in 7 days a week, from Monday to Sunday and shit. You know, the Epiphany Radio. Hey, check them out. Fuck it. Tell them that fucking Chuck, Charlie, Charles called. Told you to call them. Check them out. Hey, Epiphany Radio, the for real fucking entertainment network and shit.
This is Tiffany Radio. Hey, 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 what it do, what it do, what it do. Hey, you're at the Soul Cafe, and this be your boy, for real, the poet, a baby, baby. Take your socks off at Epiphany Radio, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I want to bring in my peoples, and we're going to, you know, gab it up a little bit and whatnot. First on the mic, I'm going to get my boy up in here, the one and only Poetic Van Meadows. What it do, Van Meadows?
What it do, baby, baby?
Baby. Take your socks off. What it do, little bro, man? How was your New Year's? Did you make any resolutions? Did you break anything?
Nah, man, I don't make resolutions because I never keep them. I'm going to be honest. Did I break anything? Nah, man, I didn't break anything, man. Me and the kids and my pops had a good time bringing in the New Year's. Man, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah. You know, I found that this new year was very much different. It really is a new year. I don't know if it's just me. I talked to a couple of coworkers and various different people. And I, you know, when asking, how was your New Year? You know, everybody gave a different response that was similar. And it was like, it was okay, but it was different. You know, difference meaning different from the past New Year's or holidays, put it all together. You can count Christmas in there as well. I don't know, for me, it just didn't, you know, I had to struggle to get into any type of festive moment, you know, feeling and things like that, you know, that old festive feeling feels like, you know, it was hard to grab it, man, you know.
Absolutely.
How was that for you?
Yeah, it was like that, man. But, you know, I had the most important people in my life with me, being my kids,
right,
minus, and my dad. And just to be able to bring the new year in with them and, you know, share the joy of the new year coming in and the possibilities and the hope of a better year than the one before, was very encouraging for me. And to see their faces, you know, because last year, you know, I had Corona, so it was different, you know. And I learned to appreciate life. And having my kids with me was just a major blessing for me. So it was good for me. I'm not complaining about it.
I feel you there. I feel it there. I feel you there. You know, when you think of things like that, of course, makes you appreciate the life that we have and how precious it is being on this side of the dirt. You know what I'm saying?
Sir. Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
So I can definitely dig that. Before we get any further in there, let's bring in our sister, the one and only. Ladies and gentlemen, she goes by the name of Miss Pearly. Let's have it. Hello, Miss Pearly.
Hey, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Good
Happy
day.
New Year and all that good stuff. Baby,
Happy New Year.
How
you doing?
You sound very sensual tonight. What is going on? Is it a new year?
Do
is it a new thing? Your vibration, It's got my chest hairs tingling.
Well, you know what? I look at it like this. The new year is it's just another day that we've been blessed to wake up to. And I just stay positive. Got a lot of good news about a lot of blessings that are coming into my life, and I'm grateful. So that's pretty much it. Stay positive.
Had to hear it. Glad to hear it. I'm doing
For
all
real?
Right.
Though.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was being distracted. You know what I'm saying? But did it seem like it, you know, any different from the past holidays, celebrating and all that festivities going on and stuff like that?
I'm going to tell you like this. My holidays they changed a lot over these past few years because of the loss of certain loved ones and the time, the day I lost them on holidays. So I don't get real, real festive with it. Although I'm a child at heart, I still enjoy it. It's always going to be a piece of me, a part of me that just can't get into it fully because of what I experienced. But I still stay positive, man. I still look forward to it. I love the nostalgia, the commercialism, all of that, everything about it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I'm a child at heart too, for real. But I'm at an age right now in my life where I'm telling Santa Claus to stay home and let Mrs. Claus come on down the chimney. You know what I'm saying, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right. That's a new one.
Wow. Yeah. I might need a drink on that one there. I wasn't ready. I need a little buzz right now. Hold on for a minute. Mm-hmm.
He gets a drink for real.
Yeah. Well, you know, that touched me. That gave me a thought to my mind. You know, you get it? A thought to my mind. It gave me a thought to my mind, what he just said. I like that right there. That's my little brother. I taught him well.
You did.
You know, coming down the chimney is a beautiful thing to bring both your Christmas in and your New Year's.
And your New Year's, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to leave it at that before I start rapping and open up my mouth and saying stuff. Yeah.
All righty, then.
Ain't nothing like a little elf. Yeah, every now and then. So, tonight, dog. Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, my back is killing me right now, bro. I got to tell you later on.
Okay, bro.
Oh.
Yeah, tonight at the Soul Cafe, hey, we got Miss Pearly in the house, baby. We got Brother Poetic up in the building. Man, I'm up in here. It's a whole new year. It's the 3rd of January and whatnot, and we got snow. You know what I'm saying? We got snow, y'all, and it's nice and cozy. It's cuddle season. Tonight is cuddle season. Tonight is cuddle season. The beginning of cuddle season, put it that way. So it'd be nice to have someone to cuddle up, but, you know, just cuddling up on your own accord by your goddamn self any way you want it, with a nice book, a cup of hot chocolate, you know, or some tea, your preference, some warmth and some peacefulness is good enough for a while, you know, for me. So even if you don't have that person, that other half to cuddle up with, hey, ain't nothing wrong with cuddling up by yourself on your own accord, you know what I'm saying, and moving that, channeling that good, positive energy to start your new year's off, you know what I'm saying? So I feel good. It was a good couple of holidays. We in a whole new year. It's time to show and improve. It's time to vibrate higher, challenge ourselves, you know, push ourselves in whatever endeavor it is that we got on our mind. Miss Pearly, I expect for some crocheted clothing, baby clothing, adult clothing. I expect to see more of that from you this year. If you don't think it for yourself, I'm going to push you. You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, she crochets the finest of clothing for children, for adults. And I'm serious. talk to yourself, get that going. Poetic.
Most definitely.
Businessman, my accountant. I know you're ready for tax season, bro.
Yes, sir.
I know you're ready to do that thing, you know. He's got his nonprofit going. Let's push further, man. Let's push further in our endeavors. Let's push further. For all of you that out there got something going on besides your poetry, but even push your poetry further. If you've been working on, planning on a book, let's get that accomplished this season. Let's push ourselves further. Tomorrow is not promised. Ms. VIP, let's get that book in the workings. Let's get that book out. Lady A, let's get that book going. Let's get something going, y'all. Let's set a goal. And let's meet that. Let's challenge ourselves on this new year. You know what I'm saying? Before Optimus Prime kicked up with you. Some of you call him, you know, some of y'all call him Omarion, whatever his name
Omicron.
Is. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. From Cybertron to Connecticut, he's spreading his wings.
He's spreading.
You know what I'm saying? So get them damn shots, get your booster, do what you need to do to protect yourselves, keep your mask on. And I almost said something a little nasty after that, y'all. I'm going to try to behave myself tonight, okay? Yes, yes. Keep your underwear clean and keep your sheets nice and clean. That's way better than what I was going to say. I have to say something stupid. I just got to. I can't resist it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask a question for those who are listening to the music being played. There was a song that I played. And that song, let me see if I can pull that song up really quick. I wanted your opinion. It was by her. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I don't need nobody adding that to their playlist, Poetic. But that song was by her. And mm-hmm. some people had some remarks about that song and what it meant or what feeling they were getting from that. I want to just play a little bit of that. Then I want to ask you guys a question. This is for anyone. By her.
Looking for yourself in someone else's house. No one sings the same way. I look for peace of mind in someone else's eyes. Guess love is really blinding me. And I can't find a reason to replace the feeling that you left behind. I tried. I wish I could tell you I don't wanna be with somebody else new. Honestly, I wish I never met you. 'Cause you left me broken. Now my heart won't open for anyone.
That was, once again,
bro.
For anyone but her.
Yeah, bro.
That song touches me. I want to see different ways it touches folks. I'm going to start with you, Poetic. What feeling did you get from listening to that song?
It's my everyday life, bro. My everyday life. You know,
really? How so?
I mean, I won't allow my heart to open for anyone. Because of how it has been treated, it's a matter of not necessarily looking for that person that I was with, more so than what we had and the level of love that I thought we had, which was just one-sided. So it just reminds me that, you know, that's what I like, but it just won't open for anyone.
I can feel that. I can feel that. Let me ask you this. Bear with me, folks. It's going to be a little different tonight. We're discussing music, how it moves us right now. I understand you completely, and I relate to that, and I relate to the song. But once again, I know it touched people in different ways, or maybe it touched people in the same ways. I want to know, but is there... You can answer this or you can't, because I don't want to put you out there like that. But is there that one special someone that you dug that really was, you know, because what I'm getting from what you're saying is that painfulness, that you was done wrong, simply done wrong.
Right.
But if there's that one person that, you know, you really was into, but you refused to open yourself up, because it's for the same reason.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You know.
Now, and I've often said that, you know how women sometimes have this thing where I've often heard them express that they've made a mistake and they wish they have chosen XYZ. Because they know XYZ would have treated them better, right?
Right.
And that's how I feel. And I also feel like, yeah, I know they probably would have treated me better, but I'm okay with their loss or losing them because I was not ready. And I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person to hold on to something or someone knowing that I wasn't ready, denying them the happiness that they desire.
Okay, brother. Okay, that was on point. Miss Pearly.
Miss Pearly,
you're the one I really want to ask this question to. Your thoughts, your feelings, how does that song move you? What's your thoughts on that song?
Ooh, that song... It takes me back to a particular relationship that I had a long time ago. And the heartbreak that I went through at that time, I gave him a lot of control over me. Even after the pain had stopped, I held on to anger. And I didn't want to open back up to anybody for a long time. But then I realized how selfish I was being. It wasn't fair for me to keep, you know, stay so closed off to the world. And because I knew I deserved love. What took place was unfair. It was wrong, especially the way it went down. And that person kept trying to come back. That was the crazy part of it. It's so easy to, you know, it's really, really easy to slip back into a relationship with that person when you think that you're over them, but you're not, because they'll start some kind of argument or something to bring about some emotions. And I do not want to go back there again. I couldn't listen to that song. As you said, you play it almost every day, I think. I couldn't do it because it would put me in a mindset of anger. Not so much hurt, but remembering how that pain felt, and it would make me angry. I don't want to be there. So I stay positive. I stay away from songs like that unless I'm just feeling down and I want to feel that pain. Sometimes I want to go back there to feel something. But other than that, it's a very emotional song for me. It's a beautiful song, as sad as it is, because I think we've all been there. Through that's one of them heartbreaks where you feel like you can't breathe. after it happens. You sit up at night, you can't sleep, and you go through this emotional roller coaster where you feel like you're just never going to get over that person. You're never going to be able to release them. But you do. And
right.
I can't. I just can't. I love
right.
love too
right.
much, you know, so I just stay open. I'm good now. Right. I'm grateful that I got past that, because when you're in that
mm-hmm.
kind of heartbreak, you feel like if the world is just coming to an end,
mm-hmm.
it is not going to get any mm-hmm. better. You'd be like, fuck love, fuck life, fuck everybody. I don't even feel like it no more. I don't want it. I don't want nobody to breathe in my direction. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, because when you said those few words, when you said that kind of heartbreak, before you even get to that type of heartbreak, for you really to be, or I'm just, you know, I'm no Dr. Phil or anything like that, but I'm just saying, when you have that type of heartbreak,
mm-hmm.
it took some kind of love.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about the point of the happiness, the good times, the let's speak in that same relationship.
Mm-hmm.
What made, because you felt some kind of way for it to be heartbroken
mm-hmm.
in that manner.
Mm-hmm.
If you can understand what I'm saying, it had to be some type of love, you know?
Yeah.
Because that plays a great part in heartbreak.
Oh, yeah.
Heart get broken, why? You know, there's many reasons,
yeah.
but love existed in there. And it for some reason, it was tampered with. It was played with. It
mm-hmm.
was let down. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel that within the music, that love?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so, like I said, I play it a lot of times. I've actually played that one song for an 8-hour shift. When I really like a song, I will do that. I'll burn it. I'll burn
mm-hmm.
it. And I'll play it, and I'll play it, and I'll play it. And I can't – now it's very deep for the same reason you spoke of and for poetic.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that. And I try to write to this. But the music affects me in such a way, so deeply, that I can't formulate the words to match the feelings. Because
mm-hmm.
maybe it'll take me to, you know, too far in where I don't want to go, that place that you don't want to go to, and
yeah.
The place that Poetic doesn't want to go to. Maybe that's the reason. But I feel a lot in there. This is what I really wanted to speak about. The way she delivered that song. The way I
mm-hmm.
speak to you guys about delivering your pieces,
mm-hmm.
she made you feel that. The music made you
right.
feel it. Melancholy
mm-hmm.
music, and her voice
yeah.
and her cadence matched that and made it three-dimensional. I speak about that with a lot of you guys. My boy, Jess Jay, we talk about that a lot, you know. And I've seen him adjust his cadence throughout the years, you know, to match
mm-hmm.
what he's trying to relay, what you're trying to say. I've heard you. I've heard Poetic, Miss Pearlie,
mm-hmm.
make some adjustments in your cadence. Is this what I'm talking about? And that's a prime
mm-hmm.
example of that. Yes, it's sad, but it's a lovely song as well. You
right.
know?
Agreed.
But
agreed.
It's three-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we talk about, creativity up in here. I want to ask our callers, you know, their thoughts on that. And as far as how you can relate it to poetry, delivering your piece, how you write your piece, the way you wrote your piece, if you can deliver it the way you really want. You're the author. You're the parent of that piece. Do you find it difficult in producing that, the feelings, taking those feelings, those emotions, from listening to a song, or you're in a moment, no matter what it is, whatever's getting you in the moment, whether you're looking at a movie and it's, you know, melancholy, it's got some sadness in it, or you can relate to it within your life, whatever it is, as a writer, when you're writing these pieces, I want to, you know, just talk about that. I want to bring in Lady A.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Lady A.
How are you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Great conversation, you guys.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Poetic? Okay, I was waiting for you to jump across the table, my friend.
Hey, it's in my hand. It's in my hand. It's in my hand.
Oh, my
wink,
God.
Wink,
bro.
Wink. It's in my hand.
Whoa. You are really you doing some new stuff this year, bro. Oh,
I'm
going to
do stuff this year, man.
I'm going to stop hearing these things then. All right. Well, you're okay. I wish that the audience knew what we were talking about. So, Jesus, bro, I wasn't ready for that one, bro.
Let's keep them in the dark about this particular one.
Yeah, we'll leave them in the dark.
Lady
yeah.
A, Lady A. So, Miss Lady A, I'll call her Miss A. You know, I have respect. Yes, we were talking about that that one song because I was getting vibes, you know, when I was playing it. Actually, what I was getting was I was reading an inbox, and it was actually Miss Pearly was saying how she felt about that. So I said I wanted to, you know, relive the moment and play it again and get everybody's thought. You know, music is different for everybody. Different types of music hits everybody, you know, differently, whether it's country, western. They write, you know, them western songs, if you listen to them songs, they really tell you how they feel.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
oh, they're
yes.
telling you some stuff. Mm-hmm. Them country western singers can say some shit. Oh, they tell you how they feel. You know, hip hop, R&B, whatever. But I really love listening to some love songs, even heartache love type songs, like the one we just heard. I don't know, anything that pulls the strings on me out of my heart, that makes me relate or relive a past relationship. Whether it's a love type of relationship between lovers, family member, friend, whatever. I like those songs that pull on me. Did you get anything from listening to that song, or did you break down the words that you heard? Can you relate to that song?
Oh, yes. I have to say that music is a huge part of my life, and it speaks to me like nothing else does. So songs of any kind, love songs in particular, I absolutely love music. And I could sit and listen to it forever, but it means something to me. The words will mean something. And I know there's been times in my life where music has brought me through some pretty dark places. And has been comforting and soothing and helpful. I just love it. I've tried to write poems about it and have sort of done it in a little way, but I just absolutely love music. And I think that, and I'm going back to what Van said earlier about not opening up, I had the most beautiful love. It was in my grasp. I had it, and I lost him. He died, and I would do anything. I would want that again, even though my heart was broken, and my life was dramatically changed for so forever. I still would love to have that again. It was the most beautiful experience I have ever had in my life.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just fabulous. I feel thankful, even though it was so traumatic. He committed suicide, it was horrible. But I would still do it again to have that kind of love. If you have never experienced it, you probably don't even know what I'm talking about. I don't mean you, and I just mean a general you. because when you've had something like that reciprocated, it's so pure and beautiful and so worthwhile. I just crave it. Yeah.
Wow. You say you crave it. Yes. That feeling of being in love, that type of love, and that strongly in love. Now let me just think. I'm trying to formulate something here. Now, are you afraid of feeling that love again? You say you might crave it, but are you open to feeling that type of love again? Because you did say that at one point you were afraid to open up and let allow your heart to be open like that.
I'm not afraid to open my heart to that because it was just so wonderful. Sometimes I wish I hadn't experienced it because I wouldn't know what I was missing.
That's deep.
Right. It's better to have loved and lost than to not loved at all.
At all, yeah.
I can agree with that statement so bad, but when you actually had a chance to taste it or to live that fantasy that we all grow up with. You know, we all have this fantasy of how love should be, how that loved one should be, you know, even when it comes down to thinking about your first kiss or making love. We have this thing, you know, planned out within us, and we search it out until we can meet that. I felt that. I've danced romance, danced, lit candles, and all that. See, I'm not talking about sex.
No.
I'm about romancing, falling in, touching someone deeply, or being touched deeply in another type of way besides straight physical. I'm talking about when they got you and you're in that stupid feeling where you just think about that person all the time and you're just so silly and stupid. Everything is funny to you. Everything, you feel like you're walking on air. Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. That chemical that takes over our body, our minds. Nothing bothers us, you know.
That beautiful time in the relationship.
Definitely.
And the thing is, there isn't any cloud hanging over it. There's no, you know, is he cheating on me? What is he doing? There's no jealousy. There's no darkness surrounding it. It's mutual and so pure. And I just, oh my God, I it's been so many years, and I still can feel it as I speak to you. And music brings that back. Music brings that back when a song plays. You know, it brings it back, and I can close my eyes, and I'm there. He's with me. Yeah.
That's beautiful. That is really beautiful.
Hey, well, look, thank you for sharing with us. Wait a minute, let me see. There's one thing. Okay, let's talk about it on the creative side. Like I said earlier, the way that the artist sang the song, the way that it was given to us, presented to us, along with the music. I look at that as us as writers.
Mm-hmm.
How we use our cadence, you know, how we take that those feelings, those thoughts, those words that we formulate, put it on paper, and then we speak it after a while. Like on shows like this, we spit it. Tell me what you think about how do you relate writing to how she performed that song?
Are you still speaking to me?
Yes.
I think writing words mean a lot to me, and writing them down as your emotions and your feelings moves me. I wish I had the proper words to even explain that. But I think to write about, all my love poems are about him, all of them. Mm. And I wish everybody could have experienced or experience in the future what I had. It was so beautiful. And he felt the same way. He was, in some ways, a little more needy than I was. And, you know, he'd watch me put my makeup on. I'd wake up, he'd be watching me sleep. Mm-hmm. And he was like the best kisser ever in the planet. Mm-hmm. And I feel, as I'm telling you this, I can feel all of that. It was, and I don't know, like I said, I wish everybody could, and Van, I really know that there's somebody out there for you, and let them in, don't be afraid, because even though you might get hurt, it's worth the journey. And I think we all know if it's real or not from the very beginning. If there is that little bit of doubt, if there's that little tiny red light flashing in the background, you know it's not going to be right. If there's no red lights, plow ahead.
You know, I agree and I disagree. Because we all know that when you are madly in love with someone, sometimes you don't see red flag. Sometimes you don't see, because all you see is that love that you have for them.
Mm-hmm.
And hindsight, looking back, you know, I've had several people ask me, well, did you not see this? Did you not see that? And I'm like, you know what? I didn't.
Wow.
And that's the part of me where I understand where Danielle is when she says that she's always open to love and always willing to try again, because that's how I was.
Yeah.
I was always open to love, always open to keep trying. Always. But this last time showed me something completely different. To a level at which I never even thought I would even ever live or feel.
Wow.
So while I don't disagree with you, I'm sure that there is someone for me. It's just me letting go of that what has been done to me to be able to receive that.
Yeah.
Because right now,
I understand
now,
that. Despite that, even so, you might be closing the door on the best thing ever.
I could be.
Yeah.
And I said that. I said I'd be also willing to let it go free, to walk away from it, to protect myself, even if it means that I'm giving something up, because I've had to give up a lot. So another loss for me where I haven't opened myself up to it is not going to hurt as bad, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I get it. I'm going to still pray that you you'll open your door.
Hey, I love that. Thank you. I'm not going to. I accept that.
hey, listen. Y'all, then I'm going to tell you, I had to take a shot of from ENJ right there. Listen to y'all conversation.
You did this for real.
I didn't intend on it. I didn't plan the show to go this way. Trust me. It just hit me in the spirit of the moment. That was deep. So what we want to do right now is allow Miss Lady A to share peace And I know she's prepared to do so. Are you ready to do
sure.
that, ABA? All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is called Anguished Ashes. Thirst. Unquenchable thirst. Insatiable thirst. Parched. Dust of dead bones choking me. Blisters collect. Desert lips long bled. I crave your mouth. Darling, heal my drought. Your ghost whispers in my ear. Time grows near. Sweet thrums, my heart still strums. Murmurs, moans, in hushed, breathy tones. I crave your voice. On earth destroyed. Silver gray fingers through it played. Sandalwood and lilacs mix fragrance on fingertips. Tresses laid on shirt collar. Distinguished debonair color. I crave your hair. No other man compares. Thirst, unquenchable thirst, insatiable thirst, parched, dust of dead bones choking me. Blisters collect, desert lips long bled. I crave your mouth, your voice, your hair. I crave your love gone all these years. End poem.
Okay. You know what, Lady A? You have this way of, you have this descriptive way in using your words to show us different ways of looking at love and how it makes you feel. And I love that part of your poetry. It's very relaxing for one, along with your voice. But using words like shamblewood and stuff like that's I can't even think of the word right now, but it takes me somewhere. I love visuals. I'm a very visual person. And it does something for me when I hear your pieces. That was a beautiful piece. And now that you said that all of your love poems are about him, it's going to give me a different feel when I hear you spit your pieces, because I'm going to think, man, this guy, he was the ultimate love for her. And she still has that love. It's like it's still fresh within you.
Yeah.
And part you said about how he used to watch you put your makeup on. You know what? I understand that, because that's how I knew my husband was still in love with me, from the day he passed, because he still watched me.
Yeah.
You know, when a man stops looking at his woman, you know it's something wrong. But if he continues to watch her, it's a sense of security there, and it just makes you feel like you're in his world still, you know? So I love that piece. Poetic.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I enjoy this piece. Beautiful. And I agree. You know, now when I hear your love pieces, knowing that they're about him, I'm going to jump back across the table and take it back. No, but seriously. But seriously, though. It's just the feeling and the expression that you just shared with us about that love gives us a different perspective on all of your love pieces now.
Yeah,
because
you
write them from a place of true love and not the experience of it, not the what ifs, not but your expression of what it is from being
in it. You see what I did there? Yeah. For real? From being in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I love it.
Thank you.
For real.
Thank you so much.
Hey. You know the what? You know the what? You know what? I was led to feel a certain way after our discussion, after the, you know, conversation. Her piece was like, you know, the conversation was a segue for her piece.
Mm-hmm.
The way that you spit your pieces is so like, I don't know the word for it either. I was just reminded of this limerick, you know. I don't know. It's the way you do the words, your wordetry. I think Miss Pearly spoke on that. The way you express it in the wordetry that you use to express it, I just love hearing that. I love hearing that, the wordplay. All of us use a different type of dialect, so to speak, if you can relate that to our writing. You know, I know my difference. There's some that use metaphors, get in the, and a piece could be metaphoric. You know what I'm saying? There's some that get you, gets right as plain as day, no big words or nothing, but it's the delivery.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you have your own thing, and I love to hear the way you deliver your pieces, so melancholy like, so just, it's just so pleasing. And the words can be heard. There's no figuring out what you said. It's just the whole package. I love the ingredients and how you mix that up. And it was just beautiful to hear. And I was kind of, like I said, the conversations that we had were still echoing in my head. So hearing your words and how you felt and expressing yourself was dope. It was really dope. And I loved it.
Thank you. It means a lot to me because every word is so real to me. It is what we had and what I still feel. And I appreciate you feeling it too, all of you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank
you.
You.
Now, I'm going to hold you right here. And what we're going to do... We're going to listen to the second piece, the rest of the callers, their thoughts on that piece. If you want to be heard, if you want to spit a piece, if you want to join the conversation, I'm going to need you to press 1 on your headset, and we'll get you right on over here. If you have a piece, whatever genre, hey, it's open mic. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to discuss some creativity right after this, y'all.
They want me, but I only see you. Come here, baby, let me marry you. Show you all the love that you deserve. Promise you always come first, yeah. Forget about your past, baby. I'm your future, I ain't nothing like your last, baby. Show you things you never had, baby. Show you things you never had, yeah. I will never hurt you. Do anything to make you cry. I will always love you. Even when I'm hurt, I still apologize. Why? 'Cause you were my baby. Why? 'Cause you were my baby. When you smiled, I knew right away that my love for you never changed. Can't fight this feeling away. Me and you will be endgame. But I know you're scared, baby. Trust me, I'm here, I won't disappear, baby. Let your guard down, come and take a chance with me. Yeah, come and take a chance with me.
about our lives. Tell you I got you through thick and thin. Take a risk, baby. Give me your hand. I will never hurt you, do anything to make you cry. I will always love you, even when I read I still apologize. Why? You are my baby. Why? You are my baby.
Welcome back to the Soul Cafe. You just heard from Riley Lanes, and that was called Marry Me. Poetic. My brother.
Yeah, bro.
What was this? Did you get something from that? Did you get something from that, man? What was that about? What was that about? Was that love, man, she was singing about? Miss Curly, was that love? Lady A, was that love she was singing about?
It was love.
It was definitely love, and I have said when I first heard this song, if a woman ever sang to me like the way she sang this song and meant every single word of it, I may have to reconsider. Because that is love. I mean, she's talking about you are my baby. She said, I will never hurt you. While I never believe that out of anybody's mouth, because we're people, people make mistakes, somebody's going to hurt you, but she, and it sounds so good, I believe it.
Miss Burley?
It was definitely love. I felt everything she was saying. I don't make promises, but I do keep my word. I don't have a whole lot to say about that song. She just, a lot of things she's saying.
I like the way you said that. I was stuck on what you just said. But I understand what you just said, but I was stuck for a little minute when you said, I don't make promises, but I keep my word.
I
can dig that. That's kind of a conundrum. That's kind of a oxymoron. But I understood it. I'm not talking against what you said. I like what you said. It just made me pause and think. Lady A, was that love that you heard?
I think so. I felt it too. And I think that there's a purity to it, you know, because he's the one. He's her one and only. And when you're in love like that, it's easy. It's easy to love somebody when it's reciprocated and when you feel that way. It's so easy. It's, you know, I see you're not struggling with, you know, your guy wanting to go out with the boys, you know. They want, when you love somebody, you want to be with them. Above all else. And I thought it was a beautiful song.
All right. Now, could you hear it in her voice? Let's talk about the creative part and how I say how we write and how we want to project the writing, that thought, those feelings, those emotions. Were you able to hear that in that artist's voice, the cadence, the feel, the emotion, how serious she was about that? Were you guys able to hear that, feel that?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the beauty of music and love songs. That's what it makes you feel. It's fabulous.
She said, even when I'm right, I still apologize. She said, why? Because you are my baby. Because you are my baby. When I heard that part, I had to go over that part a couple times in my head. And I think I have done that.
Bruh.
Even when I was right, I apologized. Yo, bro.
Been there, honey. Been there.
I ain't gonna lie to you. It takes power to humble yourself when you're right to even say that you're wrong.
That, mm-hmm.
You talking about winning a man's heart? Oh, my God. You make him feel like he's a king. You make him feel like he's a king. And then later you can say, like, baby, you know I was right. And he'll be like, yeah, baby, I know you was right. But you made it sound so good.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Baby, you got me now. Spill all this. Spill it all.
Yeah. Let the storm pass. Let the storm pass. After the storm pass, right. You can be like, yeah. But, so what I want to do, y'all, we're going to open the mic to another poet and get their thoughts, and maybe we'll hear some poetry. Let's bring in our cafe specialist, Just Jay.
Hey.
What oh, man, I had walked away from the phone. You said to pick up the 10 specialist. I was like, this is not me. Exit specialist.
I feel you, brother. Right. First of all, baby, take your socks off. Happy New Year's, brother.
Hey, I appreciate you, big guy. Y'all been having a lot of fun up in here, man. It's enjoyable sitting to the side, man, listening to folks and the poetic process and the whole thing about love, man. I was really enjoying myself.
Yeah, because I believe you were here long enough to hear the song.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Now, like I was saying, we talk about, cadence, how to change cadence up, the highs and lows in your pitch. When you and I talk, we talk about those things,
Yes, sir.
The creative process, the thought process in writing and expressing yourself. What was your thoughts on that song and how she expressed that piece relating to the way you write in your poetry?
All right. You know what the song she did, the way I look at it, it was something that the masses wouldn't feel. The reason why the masses wouldn't feel it, it was a very human song. It was a song about frailty, and the way she said it was almost like, if a lady is in her living room, she's feeling a certain way, and she's just singing a song. She's not singing it for production value. She's singing it for exactly what it should be sung for, and that's what was in her heart.
All right. Did y'all go for what he just said, poetic, Miss Pearly, Lady A? Did y'all buy what this brother just said?
I bought it because if you listen to the song, she's asking him to marry her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so out of context of what we've perceived to be the norm for a man to ask a woman to marry him.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "The hell with all that. I'm feeling this, and I'm asking him to marry me." And she don't care who don't like it. So yeah, I feel what Justin is saying on that, because she's not looking for approval. She's not seeking for everybody to go buy her song. She wrote this out of her feeling and what she wants. So yeah, I can go there. I can go there.
Man, exposed me. I was on some bull, guys. No, just playing. But you know what? I didn't really get it. The way I listen to music, first I go ahead and listen to the movement of it. I didn't get into the details of what she was saying. I was into the details of the process of how she was doing it and what she was doing and actually marketability and stuff like that. But I heard the love in there. I had actually missed the proposal that she was giving to a man, but the way it felt, that's how it made me feel, is the way I described it.
All right, check this out. I'm going to give you a minute and a half for this. I'm going to give you a minute and a half.
Yeah.
They want me, but I only see you.
Come here, baby, let me marry you. Show you all the love that you deserve. Promise you always come first, yeah. Forget about your past, baby. I'm your future, I ain't nothing like your last, baby. Show you things you never had, baby. Show you things you never had, yeah. I will never hurt you, do anything to make you cry. I will always love you, even when I'm right, I still apologize. Why? 'Cause you were my baby. Why? 'Cause you were my baby.
I don't know about y'all, but I like the part when she says, wah-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. It's like she's crying. She's like the opposite of Keith Sweat. You know when they say he cries or begs when he sings, you know, or whatever. I love that. When she does that, wah-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Oh, man, you got me, girl. You got me right there. Hey, but I love the joint. So, but listen, my brother, I know you got a piece that you would like to spit, man. And I'm anxious to hear in this new year what you got for us.
All right. I don't have nothing new.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
All right.
All right. Hold up before you go in, bro. Before you go in, Miss Pearly, you okay?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm muting myself.
You trying to jump across the table? I'm trying to just want to know before he goes into his piece.
Don't. Not this lifetime.
Okay. Brother, my brother, what would you guys say, Just Jay, before you go into your piece?
It's a piece that I'm trying to perfect. So, I'm going to go ahead and do it again.
Hey, look, the mic is yours, bro.
Hey, I appreciate y'all fam. Throughout the ages, battle lines have been drawn on the chest, with plans of winning mind and heart. For our mission as gladiators, we bear ourselves naked to become combatants in this huge game of love and loss. As we pay good hard life to mount cold, lifeless horses, we advance the cavalry in a circular menagerie as we hold tight to this murderous merry-go-round called love. And this love slings lovers from the tops of precipices to the depths of living death, a headspace where all color is void and stripped from life. And our hearts turn enemy, punish our bodies relentlessly in the most inhuman manner, as if we were never one symbiotic being. An act of uncultivated pure jealousy as our thoughts attack the body, because we chose not with our minds, but from the steep heat of our wantings and our shortcomings. As we stand in disbelief, marveling at the outcomes and consequences that seek to forever mar our once simple view of true love, now lost in the folds of regret and sorrow, unyielding to the umpteenth degree. My moans are muted, my arms locked at the shoulders. How else can I tell you? When the fog of war clogs my recollections, my memories polluted from the foul stench of my own burning heart, as I sit in the center of my own desolation, as I unabashedly cry out to God to deliver me from this flesh, to deliver me from this trap of my own machination, please wring this heart out like a soap sponge. Lord, I thought I knew depths, and now I fear what I do not know more than what I thought was respectful before. I thank you for making me to want to live, even if it's against my will, because I would have tied an anchor to my ankle and dove deep into an abyss days ago. Now my ability to see does not extend past this moment. Held captives on an ocean of pain battered by the waves unceasingly and increasing frequency. My ego, there was a towering monolith covered in senseless hieroglyphs. My mind stripped of its defenses, elaborate insecurities. Why, when I am defenseless, am I truly free to see that that was always meant for me, fighting for the spoils of war. When fighting blind, it's me battling me. Boom.
Wow.
Yo. Yo. Poetic.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. He said he ain't got nothing new. He got nothing new. He doing his, he on his recycle pad. But, hey, man, I promise you, bro, it's still good every time I hear it, man. So thank you. Great peace, man. Great ink always, bro. Thank you, bro.
Thank you.
La Pearl La Negra.
Wow. You were putting your heart in there. You were crying out and calling for some kind of peace of mind, some kind of escape from where you were stuck at.
I appreciate you for seeing that.
Mm-hmm. For real?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm concentrating. I'm in thought right now because I'm looking at the wordplay and I'm looking at the cadence at the same time because that was a timepiece. He was, the way I received it, he was reciting that piece from a different era. Than the era that we're in.
Good here, man.
You know, and I mean, I'm saying that in a positive way, a good way. I'm not being funny or nothing. Almost like when we did the Shakespearean pieces. Can y'all feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your cadence. In the way you projected your words, the way you said your words, almost in a thou type of D type of manner, without using those thous and D's. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the way
man.
You was projecting that piece. Tell me where you were.
You know what, man? It was like the cliff, and it was the ocean out there.
Can you repeat that?
It was a cliff and it was the ocean beyond the cliff.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, I never heard that piece from you, but I enjoyed hearing it because it took us away. It was storytelling. And I just enjoyed the creativity of it all, you know. Like I said, the acting, you were in that piece, man. You was putting your thing down.
Thanks, bro.
I dug it. Hey, so hold on tight, bro, because you know what we're going to do in a little bit, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I want you to hold tight. You're unmuted, so you can mute yourself, all right, because I might want you to interact with what somebody else said. Lady A.
I thought there was, I agree with you that it was almost Shakespearean. I felt that there was a plea for catharsis. There was almost a need for forgiveness even. And I thought your cadence was great. You had a command of what you were saying. It was very visceral.
Wow. Thank you. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. It was great.
All righty then. We're going to open up to the next caller, who happens to be Miss Lisa Lips.
Hey, love.
Hey, what it do? love. What it do, love? Take your socks off. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Hey,
I'm loving the conversation
Valeria.
Tonight. Hey, baby girl, what's going on?
You got it, Mom.
What's up? What's up, Van Meadows?
How are you?
I'm good.
Hey,
Lisa. Always love to hear your voice. Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hey,
Lady A. Hi, Lady A. You're in here with that Joni Mitchell vibe. I love it.
Thank you.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, well, you know, we've been discussing some of the music that has been played, you know, in relationship to writing poetry, in relationship to poetry itself, things like how did that song hear, you know, how did you hear that song? How did you feel that song? Were you able to hear the song, the last song that I played?
I did. I heard that. I'd never heard it before. It was the first time I'd ever heard it. But I do agree with Jay. It does sound very simplistic. It's that acoustic, soft vibe where she's just spilling out her heart. It feels very earthy, very, you know, spontaneous. It doesn't feel like she sat down in a studio to record it. It feels like she's just pouring her feelings out to this man that she loves so.
Okay, I like what you just said. So I will say this to you as a writer, as a poet, as an artist. Can you relate that to your creativity, how you project, how you produce your poetry, the poetry that you're going to spit when you're going to share your piece? Can you relate to how this artist shared her piece?
I can. The piece that I want to spit tonight is a piece that I actually wrote about a young couple that I know, and just watching them interact with each other and, you know, seeing how he loves on her, even though she's not accustomed to being treated that way. And this piece came very organically. I think I wrote it in like 10 minutes from just watching them interact with each other. And then later on, I got an opportunity to read it to her, and she broke down and cried when I read it to her.
Wow.
Oh, my.
And she's a tough chick. She's one of those people that you don't see tears from. So I was really, really moved by that.
Okay. I like that. I like that response as well. Do you find yourself performing? Do you get to when you are doing your piece? Do you get lost in the performance of, or do you find yourself performing? Talk to us about that.
It kind of depends on what I'm doing, because everybody knows I write on a little bit of everything, but it depends on how personal the piece is to me and the setting that I'm in. The last time I got to perform on stage, I was in front of a live band, and that I got all the way lost in that one. I was just completely in that moment at that time. And I remember walking off stage and walking by a friend of mine, and he was like, "What the hell just happened? I've never seen you do that before." But it just was the right vibe at the right time, with the mic in my face and a live audience and this groove behind me, and I just kind of fell into it and became like it. The poetry was speaking through me. I wasn't just reading it.
Wow.
Wow. Hey, in that case, you know what? I can't wait to hear what you got for us.
Okay.
Are you?
I'm gonna put a little bit of music behind it. I'm ready.
The mic is yours.
Okay. He calls her beautiful.
whether she be dressed in the finest of silks or khakis and a polo, he calls her beautiful. He lights up in her presence as if seeing her for the first time, for she is the delight of his life. His heart pounds for her, but she be broken, never believing she could be all he believed in her. So she waits for the day when he doesn't see her through rose-colored glasses. Yet, he still calls her beautiful. She's everything a woman can be for him. Strong, intelligent, funny, sexy, his best friend. And she sees he is her center, the masculine force that she can put trust in. Yet still, she waits for the day when he grows tired, the day when she can no longer be his center, because life has broken her, handed her so many lemons that her system is toxic, tart beyond anything anyone can see. Yet and still, he calls her beautiful, because he could drink lemonade for the rest of his life and never tire of its bitterness. So he fights silent battles against the demons that she lives with, always knowing that one day he can make her see what he does, that she is beautiful. Her battle scars a roadmap to her heart. And though all of her life has been wreaked with destruction, he is there to build her up, not tear her down like so many others have, because no one ever saw her beauty till he came along and spotlighted it, so that now those who broke her wish for her shine, but she only has eyes for him, because he alone calls her beautiful. I'm Lips. And you've just been serviced.
Wow.
My.
Oh,
my.
Fantastic.
My. Miss Pearly.
You know what? Steve, the part you said where you said he could drink lemonade for the rest of his life. He didn't just see her beauty. He saw beneath her beautiful. And he knew what it was, all her scars, the damage, everything. He saw her. He really, really saw her. He knew that she was there. And it was a certain level of gratitude within that love as well. Knowing that she was there for him. She was a staple in his life. She gave him balance. That was a beautiful piece. I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah. I found myself wanting to leap across the table again.
Come on, jump over here, Van Meadows. Come on.
I got wrapped up in the voice, in the words, in the music, and it was almost like a hypnotic trance that just said, "Go ahead and leap." So thank you for that beautiful, beautiful piece of amazing poetry. For real, the poet, Douglas, baby.
Thank you. Trying to get this bottle open because I need another shot right now. Pardon me, one man.
punctuated by the music playing in the background, her light, lovely storytelling up in there. And she has a way of doing her pieces, her tone, the tone of her voice as she spits those pieces, and she's giving you what she wants you to feel. You know, it becomes so vivid. You know, I'm just picturing that. I'm just walking down Love's Lane with her, you know, every step of the way as she's spitting that piece, man. I love that. Could you tell me where you were? Not the exact place, like in your house, or that I'm talking about space and time. Where were you at? What's your state of mind when you wrote that piece?
Truthfully, wishing that someone would look at me the way that he looked at her, that sparked me wanting to write what I saw in them.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I've been there in a manner of speaking. That was dope. Anybody else got something for her?
I thought it was fantastic. And I just what you said, that, you know, you wish that somebody would look at you the way he looked at her. And I think that was a magnificent statement, because that's what the reality of love is that you can see it even by looking at somebody else, that they've fallen into them. And mm-hmm. I just thought it was a beautiful piece. Wonderful.
Just Jay?
You know, the way you slow walked that out there and the way you just did it, and you know, sometimes when people take you around the corner, it'd be kind of traumatic. This right here was something that made us want to keep up with you. Even when you had the little point in there where it grabbed you, it grabbed us at the same time. When you did that little bit of choke, everybody had to get that little ooh, you know. You did this really, really nice. I enjoyed this.
Thank you so much. I take in people. I watch people, and I watch how people interact with each other. And there's something about a couple who are truly in love. They can be across the room from each other, and you can see a look between them that changes what they're doing. Yeah, it's that connection. I love to watch that kind of thing. I think mostly because I've never really had that kind of love before. I grew up watching it with my parents. My parents did everything together. They were always with each other. And it was like I never saw my parents argue. It was always just if they had a beef with each other, it was taken care of out of the sight of us. The kids were not involved in that. They handled their private things privately. We only saw the love between them. And, you know,
wow.
I don't know what that feels like, because I've never had that.
Mm. Wow.
You will have it. You will. He'll come along and he'll look at you exactly the way you want to be looked at. And you'll be loved correctly. You'll have it.
Yeah, that piece was a good step towards that right there.
Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful.
I have trouble even delivering that piece without crying, even now. And I wrote that months ago, but yeah, I still have trouble delivering it without crying.
Hey, Lisa, next time you do it, have more trouble with it. Have more trouble with it.
Yeah. Go ahead and cry.
Mm.
It enhances the
Lisa,
doesn't take away from it.
Yeah. Hey, you did your thing, Lisa. I enjoyed that piece, man. I want you to hold tight. I want you to stay right here. Your mic will remain unmuted, okay?
Okay.
While we bring in this next poet, opening the mic, ladies and gentlemen, to Mr. Metaphoria. Baby, baby.
Yeah.
what it do.
All I heard something about some lip service. Yeah. So I'm gonna get some lip service. I'll look at you however you want me to look. Stare like a motherfucker.
I love you too, David Mutt.
I look at you in the morning, the afternoon, or shit. Just keep the lip service coming. So I will look at you however you feel you need to be looked at. You look deep. Shit, I've been born in that shit.
Happy New Year to you, my brother. What's going on, Dave?
Hello to everybody. Just Jay, don't believe that shit they told you, nigga. You did not sound like Shakespeare. Don't let them lie to you.
Mr.
Yeah, don't let them lie to you. That's that hosting shit. I've done it plenty of times before. I'll be like, oh, yeah, people come through.
God.
Like, I ain't know what the fuck you were talking about. I was listening. What the fuck is Jay talking about? They said, Shakespeare. I said, these niggas is lying. But it's okay, you know. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
Like, if I would have been hosting, I would have been like, hey, boss, look, you shit. Here's your shit.
They ain't fooled me at all, David.
Yeah, they tried it, you know. They were trying to be slick and shit. For real, even use his entertainment voice.
Yo, listen, just Jay. You sound like... I've never heard it said in that way when you say it how you say it, just Jay. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, that's it.
What is this talking about? But it's okay, Jay. You know, we got a bullshit to be
clear.
And
I've been for those
kids.
You know. Like, I mean, I don't know about William Shakespeare. Maybe William Jenkins or something. You had some William Jenkins in you.
Roscoe.
Roscoe Jenkins.
Yeah.
but
how y'all
God.
Doing? I just come through to fuck with y'all, you know.
Oh, Happy New Year, Dave.
I see y'all play that. Happy New Year to everybody. Y'all played that sappy ass song that I did not like the fucking song earlier. I got attacked in the inbox.
I like it.
How you fucking y'all like it? I don't like the song. Didn't say shit to me. I reserved the right to not like the damn song. Hey.
You can
sad ass woman get married and fall in love and shit. Fuck that shit. Hell, that 2022. Fall in lust. Hell, fuck love. Love run out too fast.
Oh, my God.
Lust don't work.
Love
shit. Horny is forever. Love is temporary.
Oh, my God.
That's all I'm saying. But what's up, Miss Lips, Lady A, Big Larry, Pearly Negro, Van. God damn, y'all got a lot of people mic'd over and hosting and shit. I should have called earlier.
I managed to sell everybody with one line.
My bad. What's up, Just Jake? You know, I fucked with you, so I figured we, like, already had spoke to you, but it's all right, you know. I don't want to leave you out. I've been left out on the show of being spoken to before. So I know how to feel.
You're just not going to let that.
Well, you know what? I'm
kind of
longing for that time.
Yeah, you know. I'm just that motherfucker that they don't speak to. It's okay, though. It's all right, you know. Yeah. I'm still here, damn it. On this good first Monday of the year, I was laughing because, you know, when the first of the year hit, I was thinking about this is the first day of 2022 and the first time a lot of women and men get to sell their food stamps all on the same motherfucking day. I tried to find some of them. I couldn't find them, but I know they out there. Don't make it like y'all ain't bought no stamps before. Hell, y'all know y'all whistle when you buy. But like, let me get that check before 120. You know how the shit go.
Oh,
Lady A, they might not have that hustle in Canada. I don't even know what y'all eat up there. It's cold all the fucking time. Y'all got to eat soup and chili all the damn time in Canada. It's okay.
Are we just getting our igloos with the fur and the little bit of fire, and away we go.
Yeah, there you go. Just all you got to do is remember when summertime comes, cut your fur off. That's all you got to do. You can't keep it in the sunshine. Cut out the fur and come out the igloo. In the song. Where's Larry? Larry ain't saying shit. Like, I don't feel welcome, for real, the poet. You over there quiet and shit ain't said nothing.
What the fuck?
Uh-oh. Do you have a piece that you would like to sing, Mr. Mudd?
This motherfucker went to sleep.
Do you have a piece that you would like to spit, David?
Oh, you ain't going to talk to me, motherfucker? Okay, fuck it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I have
Uh-oh.
A real short piece. No, I won't talk to you now, nigga. I won't spit my piece. Yeah, I got a short piece. I ain't got shit to do. Probably worth y'all talking about. I'm going to spit it and get out the way whenever y'all ready.
The mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. Let me hold you. In lieu of the many things we could do to bring one another to points of climax we've yet to achieve, we could just breathe. We could stare into each other's eyes, ignoring the yearning between our thighs, and realize that in this, we've taken bliss to a new high. Of course, I could drink every drop of your punani potion, then follow with tantric motions to make you beg of me to stop it in the same scream you continuously gift your cream. Of course, I could explore the valley most fear with a smile upon my face that spans from ear to ear as I trace the space that most let go to waste and enjoy reading the silent sensations written upon your face. But those things and more can wait for time. Can wait for time holds no restriction upon us. So tonight, just let me hold you. I want to feel your heartbeat against mine till we both beat in unison rhyme and we write the greatest love story ever written through the screens of silence. Listening to every word unspoken, preparing everything once broken, unapologetically learning to love without reason, for true love can never be explained, for mere words can never describe the emotions we try to hide. Just let me hold you in peace.
Oh.
Yo.
Damn.
Yo.
Yo.
Miss Pearl.
Right.
Damn, Dave. Oh, that falls right in line. That was a love piece. That was sexy, but that was about some love. That
That's because I love sex.
You hooked on that girl, though.
My knees ain't got bad now, so after I get finished, I just want to hold sometime because I'll be tired. That's all it is. But go ahead. But, you know.
That's how
you get him in there.
Yeah. I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
My goodness.
I hear what you're saying. But that piece said more. Just let me hold you. I like that song. That was all right. That was safe. All right. Poetic.
Yo. So I'm going to address the elephant in the room. I'm going to address the elephant in the room within this piece that no one else is going to ask. So I'm going to go ahead and ask it. So that punani potion, was it thick or
You know, sometimes it differs depending on one. You know, sometimes that shit be thick and slow running, and sometimes it come out like super soaker. So it's just, you know, I'm with it either way. I'm with the shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. That was a great piece, man. Just for that line alone, I think it was a great piece. I don't know about all the romance of it, but that line alone made it work for me, bro. I love the piece, bro.
I thank you. It reminded me of an ex-girlfriend. I was sipping on her 290 potion, but she had a whole lot of them. Ty had burped, and I was like, damn, I must be full. That's when I moved in. I was like, yeah, when you burp, you're full. So it's time to leave alone.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, for real.
Yo, man, that piece right there, David crazy with his pen. You know what I mean? You didn't call him Mr. Metaphoria for no reason. Yo, bro. Let me get the real behind that script, man. Where were you at when you, the state of mind where you at? Not saying that you had to be that piece, because a lot of us, you know, we artists, we can write about a lot of things and it don't have to be about our lives right there at the time. But where were you at when you wrote that piece?
It is actually the first part to a collaborative piece I'm doing with a young lady. Here in my state, and she's done a lot of, you know, raw erotica and shit, and I'm just tired of that shit. I'm tired of hearing dick and pussy in pieces and shit. I'm just changing up my erotic shit. She wants to do erotica, so I'm doing some shit, you know, try to be more metaphoric. I mean, anybody can say dick and pussy. Like, don't come to me talking about you're a dope-ass fucking poet, an erotic poet, and all you saying is dick, fuck, pussy, suck, dick, ass, and all that shit. You ain't never got no metaphors. In 2022, I'm done with that shit. Like, you know, let it be known, fuck, I made the announcement. If you call yourself erotic writer, if you ain't got no metaphors, hang yourself, motherfucker, because anybody can say dick and pussy. That ain't shit.
Yeah.
That's where I was, Barry.
Hey, you know what? I mean, it's true to what you're saying. Just because you're using those specific words, there's people out there that actually think because they add those certain words to a piece that that's erotica. And it's really far from the mark. Vulgarity has its place separate from erotica. You know, if you look up what true erotica is about, it's not about that. So I agree. I mean, he's making you laugh and everything like that. He's making us laugh, but he's truth in what he's saying. That doesn't make your piece erotica because you add dick, pussy, suck, and all that shit to it. It just doesn't.
Right.
So,
it just makes it vulgar. I mean, you could throw them words in any fucking piece, but it don't make it nothing. Erotica is supposed to be there. To me personally, it's the art form of metaphor that when you hear it, you'd be like, oh, shit, I know what he was saying right there. But anybody should be able to read your erotica, you know, without being,
you know,
offended.
Yeah, well, I always look at it like this. I always ask myself, would I speak to any woman in my life in that manner?
You
know, there's a time and place for certain things. Even in the heat of the moment, stuff don't get that deep, if I can say that. It's just I'm a romantic. I'm a romanzaholic. I wouldn't, you know, that's those certain words I wouldn't use to my lady. And that, but that's
especially
just me.
If you respect that woman. You're not going to come home and be like, hey, can I get some pussy? No, that's not going to get you nowhere. You know, just any woman that respects herself, you can't come in, hey, would you suck my dick real quick? No, she's not going to do it if you say that shit.
You know.
I'm really glad to hear you guys say that because I think metaphor is a great tool to use in poetry. And you can say, you can be sensual and sexy and say it in a way that's gorgeous. I think that's the
beauty of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I agree with that. Thanks for bringing that up in here. The piece itself, man, you know, I admire your writing. I'm serious. I'm left speechless a lot of times listening to your poetry, even reading it with the words that you use in your repertoire. And it's not so much as the words, it's where you place them at. Okay, where you place them at, and then you give it some word wizardry. You always put that in there, and that's different from metaphoric. Okay, your pieces is three dimensional, and then you have a way of performing it. That's all Mr. Metaphoria, you know. So I give it to you, man. Thumbs up on you, bro. On this new year, that was dope.
I appreciate that. Yeah, that was mighty. Barack Obama-ish of you right there. You used a lot of big words and shit that made me feel like I was just somebody at one point. Like, I appreciate them college words you use. I would use repertoire myself. I can't spell the shit, but, you know, it's okay. I'm going to Google it. And y'all use them fancy college words. See, I never made it to the 13th grade and beyond. I stopped at 12, so I don't know all the fancy words. Like, you know. But I'm going to find them. I'm going to start using them, too. I thank you, Larry. That's really appreciated right there.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, that was David Mott. We're going to go to the next caller. Hello, caller, area code 646. What it do?
Good evening, party people. How you doing tonight?
My son.
What it do? Baby, take your socks off. Happy New Year. What's going on, J-Rob the Wise Son?
Today's a great day. Happy New Year to one and all within the sound of my voice. And it's good to be
Happy
amongst
New
everybody
Year.
This evening.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, too.
What's good, everybody?
Good to hear you, bro.
Man, everything's good, man. It's good to be on this side of the dirt in this new year, regardless of Omarion traveling around and things of that nature. Optimus and all those boys, you know, doing their thing. How you feeling, man? How you feeling? How you feeling?
I'm just trying to put everything about 2021 in my rearview mirror, bro, and looking at some really fantastic and phenomenal things happening in 2022. So I'm not in a position to complain about anything right now.
Hey, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing, man. Well, let me share with you, man. We've been discussing creativity as always, you know. We was listening to certain songs. And I was asking everybody their thoughts on that song. Could they relate to the song? And then on the flip side of
that was the
listening
lid on
to that artist perform the song.
Just, Jay, mute your goddamn mic. You hear a show going on. Hell, you know your mic is open. Hit mute.
I appreciate your honesty, Nuggle.
Yeah. And so
as you were saying,
asking the thoughts on the songs that were playing and in relationship to your writing, how do you relate to the performer creativity as far as delivering the piece, making us feel the piece that she was singing and things of that nature?
Well, I can't front. I kind of missed the songs that were playing because I was in transit trying to get home so I could listen to the music and catching the show, and I seem to have missed the music beforehand. So I'm a little behind the eight ball, if that's a proper word to use for this conversation.
It is. It is. I'll say this for you. I know you you have a love and passion for very different artists. I know you listen to a lot of jazz. You're down with the old school hip-hop. In listening to some of those songs, I'm going to go with your jazz pieces. Listening to those instrumentals, there's no words in most of them because they're simply instrumental. How does it move your pen? How does it sway your pen? Do you visualize the words within that instrumental?
Actually, yeah, and jazz and certain hip-hop dictates how I write. Jazz musicians tend to be very emotional in the execution of how they put their music together. And depending on the song itself, you know, something could be very, very, very laid back to illustrate something romantic. Something could be very aggressive to illustrate anger. Something can be in the middle to suggest sadness. So it really would depend on the piece itself. And a lot of times, depending on what it is, I can actually hear the words coming out as I'm listening to Miles Davis or Thelonious Monk or Coltrane or Max Roach or whoever I may be listening to at the time. And sometimes the rhythm just dictates what I'm going to write. If I'm listening to hip hop, I'm strictly going for beats. And then I'm listening to lyrics. And depending on the artist, that will also influence what I'm trying to get across, metaphorically speaking.
Okay, so let's go in. Let's go in. So your voice is your instrument. You're listening
Absolutely.
To jazz. When you're writing your pieces, is your pieces written according to an up-tempo, low-tempo? Do you use your cadence as an instrument in preparation
Absolutely.
Of writing that piece?
Absolutely. Depending on what I'm writing, you're going to hear a tenor saxophone. You're going to hear a floor bass. You're going to hear a trumpet, definitely. And you'll hear elongated, depending on what vocabulary words I'm throwing in there, you'll hear an elongated trumpet sound, something that you might hear from a Spike Lee movie or something you'll hear from a Clint Eastwood movie because he loved Charlie Parker. So you're going to hear all that in some of the pieces that I write.
Okay. Now, emotion within that piece, again, that's your instrument. Is there a cadence that you can go into when you want to project sadness, sorrow?
Definitely.
Nature?
If anyone saw my last video for the year. It's a very introspection piece that's pretty apologetic to pretty much any woman that I've dated who I've hurt. And it goes into the reasons as to why the woman left me. And the music that I chose for that, besides the images, but the song that I chose for that illustrates that exact point. So as you're listening to my cadence, it takes you on that particular journey to like, damn, he's really opening himself up to expose how he feels about losing whoever this person is or was that he'll probably never get back. And it comes out in the piece.
Okay.
You can hear the hurt. What I'm trying to, you can hear the apology.
Yes, what I get to is, because I asked a question earlier in the program, so to say you're performing, you actually get into the piece, you get lost into your piece and you become a performer using your instrument. Would you say that would be correct?
Absolutely.
I like that. I like that. And we all should master our instrument, which is our voice, our vocals. I must say this. I've heard some poets read their pieces as if they were new to it. I've heard a poet, heard some poets, and I'm not putting them down. Everybody has a starting point in this thing called poetry. Some are just poets. Some move on to spoken word and change their cadences. And, you know, but when I hear someone read their piece, like it's a stranger, they just met that piece. It kind of, you know, question that, because it comes from writing that we do. All this writing that we do come from us. It comes from our heart. It comes from one place or another, a good place, a bad memory, a good memory, happiness, sadness, sorrow, joy. You understand?
You have to have a connection with your piece.
Yes, you do. And so that when you're performing it, it can connect to the listener. And they can feel it. And that's what we're talking about. When we're listening to the music, I was asking them, did you feel what this woman was singing about? You know, did you hear what the brother David Mott was spitting about? Did you feel it? Did it take you somewhere? Were you picturing it as you were hearing it? Creativity.
To your point, if you remember the song, I Wish It Would Rain, that's exactly where they were trying to go. When you hear David Ruffin's intro, sunshine, blue skies, please go away, my heart, my girl's falling another and going away, with her went my future, my life is filled with doom, but day after day I stay locked up in my room. I know it's true, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. He sounds like he's in pain singing this, and it resonates with the listener, and they're like, wow, this person's really hurt. Then you hear the story behind it, and you're like, I can definitely understand where that pain is coming from. But when the listener connects to the words, it makes that piece even more magical.
Yes, it does. And David Ruffin has a way of punctuating it. He has a way of, you know how he feels. I mean, you can't help to know what he's saying in the pieces with that voice that he had and the way he used it. Each and every one of
Absolutely.
Those guys in the temps. Each and every one of them, man, as an instrument, all of his own. Hey,
absolutely.
We're going to do this for you, bro. We want to hear what you got, my man, at this time, bro. You ready to put it on display?
Absolutely.
The mic is yours.
We speak in the language of poetry. Unraveling the continuous conundrums of, are we good enough? We dance vocally We dance vocally on asphalt stages while we susurrate appellations towards midnight skies as we take deep breaths and exhale our fears. We spit in a foreign language that very few will be cognizant of or demand as the poetic libations are poured over sirene-pierced ears. We tell stories in rhythmical compositions and compositions over tapestries of time, one word at a time, feeling aside as how we abide to divide our time in between poetic ink drops that make masterpieces possible. We speak in the language of hip-hop linguistics with bebop rhythms that allow soft winds to bellow out of basement speakers. Because each piece is an extension of our expression as to how we delve into the world made up of us pulling out the better part of our infinity where we want to be poetically. We do West African freedom dance steps with pen in hand in order to reach deep into your consciousness just in case you lost yours. And it's just then that you begin to realize that there is no compromise when you are standing in a room whose floors are made up of melted slave chains of false stereotypes. And that's when it comes to us. But to those outside who are just hearing these mere words that we try to move spirits by, they're always going to say, I really love your poetry. In peace.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Yes, sir.
Poetic. Yes, sir.
Hey, J-Rob, wise son, my brother, my friend.
Sir.
My
yes, enemy. Sir.
I really love your poetry. Drop the mic. La Perla Negra.
Yo. And that is the history of words that we speak from the heart. I love that. He says, you know I'm a fan. Yo, that was beautiful. And your cadence is always, like, it's an effortless flow. For real?
Yo. Let's swing it over to David Mott.
Let me tell you something. In all seriousness, the whole time you were spitting, I was quoting one Charles B. King Wilson because all I could keep saying was, motherfucker, eat. Because that's what we do. You know, we are the voice of the voiceless. You know, like you, when you spit down, it takes you to a place. I mean, a beautiful place. Like, I give you hell all the time, but that's because I fucks with you. But I'm definitely a huge fan. And that shit right there you were saying explained poetry. You know, that's why I tell you all the time, man, hey, you people feeling your shit, keep bringing it. There's people out here need to hear your shit because it's therapeutic. You know, whether you realize it or not, it's therapeutic. And I mean, no, you know, normally I would have some jokes for you, but after that shit that you just spit, ain't nothing I could joke about. You spit the entire hell out of that piece and you said some real shit with it, like, I'm in awe of that right now. And I will say on this show, in all honesty, you are one of the people who inspires me to write. Like I tell you all the time, you drop some hot shit, I'll be like, oh, motherfucker, you ain't finna just beat me on this shit. And it's not a competition. It's your pen has inspired me to write. And it's a beautiful thing. That's what we're supposed to do for each other. So kudos to that piece. I ain't going to talk no shit to you today, maybe tomorrow. But not today, because you just spit that motherfucker, bro. One love.
One love.
Lisa Lips.
J-Rob, you know that I am a major fan, and the stuff that you spit is almost epic. You make us all want to be better, because your stuff is so amazing. I love the way you write. I've always loved the way you write. And you always humble out when I put stuff on stuff that you've written. But you are an amazing writer and an amazing man, and I appreciate who you are and how you write. You make me want to be better.
That truly means a lot to me, beloved. Thank you.
Lady A.
I'll say it with these words, these emotional depictions, these celestial nouns and verbs are as vital as my beating heart, the sweetly spoken word. You just did it. It was gorgeous, and there's nothing more beautiful than the words you spoke from your heart. Words.
Thank you, Jesse J. Thank you.
Hey, J. Rob, you know, I think your poetry and musical IQ is off the charts, man. You don't have no problem with tapping into your heart and letting it go. It's almost like, you know, if you was to imagine your pen, it's almost like, you know, you're using your body for your ink. You know what I mean? Your piece about Harlem. I've never been there before. You made me feel like I was there. This piece pretty much did the same thing. Great pen, bro.
My man. Thank you, brother.
Yeah. So, this is what it is. I'm going to start going first with these commentaries because everybody took every damn thing I could possibly say. You know what I'm saying? But I will say that I just wanted to say this brother is profound in what he does. His pieces come across in that manner. I feel the, how do I want to say? I feel a leader in this, like all the things that you're involved with outside of poetry, leading into civil rights, into, you know, political structure and things of that nature. You're always giving us something within your pieces that's profound. And that's the word that kept coming to me. It's just profound. Your delivery is profound. It's one of those pieces that you give it to us matter-of-fact-like. And we can feel that, the direction you lead us with your words and your cadence. And I just found a lot of your writing to be just profound, bro, the way you deliver them. If you were a speaker, which you may be doing that as well, if you were a speaker, that's what you just remind me, one of those brothers that's up there, man, giving us, giving the people what needs to be heard. You know, I just look at you like that. If you're like your fist is balled up or something like that, you know what I mean? Giving us that word that we need to hear, man. I thought it was a dope piece, bro, and very creative.
Thank you, bro. It means a lot to hear all of you give me that kind of feedback. And I'll tell you why. I'm 56. And to have people in my age bracket, 5, 10, 15, and 20 years younger than me, even in some cases 25 years, who enjoy my material and don't mind having me around to share my material, makes my heart swell. And it means so much to me getting the type of feedback that I get from all of you, and I appreciate you more than I can actually say on air or even write. It truly does continue to make me write. You know, when I dive into what Dave said, Dave and I met each other being admirers of each other's material. And while I didn't say it to him directly before we met or introduced ourselves to each other, that was a thing. I'd read something that he wrote. It was like, wow, I got to come up with something. And it'd take a day or so, but I would come up with something and was hoping that he had a chance to read it. And then not knowing he was doing the same thing with my material. And I've done the same thing with pretty much everybody that's on this call, because I truly admire how people express themselves. So I say that humbly, that I'm truly, truly humbled to no end that you guys enjoy my material. And I hope to continue to be doing so, because you guys inspire me as well.
Hey, that's what it's all about, man. Reach one, teach one. And it's a good thing, man, within this community. So listen, my brother, I want you to hold tight while I bring in this next artist, man. You good?
Deal.
All righty then. Welcome to the Soul Cafe microphone, ladies and gentlemen. Timothy Lancaster. What it do?
Hey, y'all, man. What we bless. Happy New Year,
bro.
Man.
Happy New Year, bro.
New Year.
Good to hear your voice, bro.
Yeah, good to hear y'all, man. I was just telling for real, man, how much I realize how much I miss it, you know?
Yeah, you're
I
right.
Love it. That was
hey,
a great exchange. I like to hear that right there. I feel good. I got butterflies.
Yeah, it's been quite some time, my brother. It's been quite some time, man. Now you got that flavor. You got that hip hop. You got bars and whatnot. I never heard you sing. I haven't ever heard you spit. You know, somebody back me up. A piece in slow motion.
I know, yeah.
Never.
Right. I get that. You know, I get excited sometimes. So I have moments and pockets, but I can, but sometimes it's like my passion gets overwhelmed, and I rush it. I rush through because I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you.
I want to get out as much as possible, so I go fast, so
yeah.
I can hit the next person, so I get to go again.
Let me ask you this. Now, because you would like a spitter.
Not really. Honestly, no. I could get in a pocket like very heavy, but like
yeah,
I get excited, especially around y'all guys.
Well, let's not bullshit each other, brother. Let's just say
okay.
This: every time I've heard you, your shit. I mean, it's fire. I'm giving you the positive. It shit always been fire. It's been a certain speed in what you do your pieces, because like you say, maybe you're trying to get it all out. But you got a certain rhythm to your spit.
Yeah.
Most of the pieces I've heard you, you know, you spit. They have a certain rhythm to them, a certain, you know, pattern, so to speak. And like
you're
that's
right.
why I relate that to you're, spitting bars. And
I like that you say that. I like you say. But you're right. You're right on spot. And it's a cheat code too, because like I say a lot, and like, you know, the advice I got a lot from here, a lot from coming on Blog Talk and getting in the chance and meeting the people I meet was very good sound advice where I like start to write out and cut down my stuff shorter. But sometimes I use a cheat code where I try to fit so much in a few, so sometimes I have to rush it, and then sometimes it's just pure excitement. So you're right.
You're right. So. Yeah. Hey, you ain't, because I ain't going to let you get it past me, bro. I just ain't going to do it. So what I wanted to ask you is this. So when you're spinning your pieces, the way you spit your pieces, is it hard to work your I mean, who's playing the music?
Oh, I'm sorry. You said I cut off a bit. So what you're saying, like, is it hard to put it like beat and stuff?
Yeah, let's who's
that's not
music?
Me.
I'm sorry, cause it's cutting in and out a little bit. So,
is that you playing music, bro?
No, I'm sorry. Oh, my bad. See, yeah, that wasn't me. That's my headphone. Sorry, I paused it. I'm sorry. See. I'm sorry.
He got his own music, bro. He got his own theme music.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The question I was trying to ask you, was that when you're doing your pieces fast like that, it's the only word I can come up with, you know, but is it hard to adjust your cadence the way you want to?
Oh, no. Never. So I think a lot of it comes because, sometimes I do it. I am doing it fast, but usually every time I've been on here, reciting anything, I have headphones on with beats, and usually all the beats are slow.
Okay.
So I think sometimes it gets caught in the crosshairs, you know?
Right.
Where if you were right in front of me, you'd probably be able to catch things differently and everything. I think a little bit of cadence and everything gets lost through the phone. But you're also definitely right. But no, it's not hard.
Okay.
And then you, but
no,
if you were right in front of me, you'll catch pockets where I get really, I like harmonizing. I can't sing for shit,
okay.
But singing to me as like someone that can rap, like, you know, I'm like a Biggie fan of that. Like, player,
yeah.
Tell ya.
Yeah. Like, see, I'm asking you for a reason, because when I do a piece that the rhythm is kind of sped up, and my pieces, I have to change my voice to do certain pieces, the fast pieces. I have to change my voice. Quite a lot of pieces, I do adjust my voice. I can't do it in the deep baritone. I can't do my speed people. I have to, you know.
I get you.
That's why I was asking you that.
Yeah, for me, because I'm not like, I think I get what you mean by like speed, the speed thing. So sometimes it's really for me, I'm not really like going like a Bone Thugs and Harmony speed or like a Twister type of thing.
Right.
It's really just like, I have a lot to say in a short line, so I could, and sometimes I don't take a lot of breaths, so I could get it in there. But since it's so much, it gets tumbled, so it sounds like I'm saying a lot. And because I like the syllables and interscheming and internal rhyme scheme stuff, it sounds like I'm saying it really fast, but sometimes I'm really not. Sometimes just because everything's going together and feeding off one another, it seems fast. But it's really not fast sometimes. Like, so it's not hard for me to harmonize it, like where I'm doing certain things. So I'm able to switch up because I'm not really doing it fast versus like someone.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? So I'm able to still harmonize and change my pitch and tone if need be.
All right, then. Well, you know what? We're about to get an example of that. And, bro, since we've been talking about this, I want you to just erase all the conversation we just had.
Yeah, I'm going to have to now.
Because I don't want you to change up or have it conscious in your head what we've been talking about. I want you to do the thing the way you planned on doing it, the way you feel like doing it. I just want you to spit. You feel me?
Thank you. I appreciate you with that curveball. Jesus Christ.
Hey, well, Phil, I'm going to just say to you, hey, man, I'm for real, man. I got to keep it for real. Hey, the mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. Bless you.
Bless you.
Peace calls in no time. I'm out the box like emptiness feels nothing. My empathy cold clusters of cleverness. Bitter and bold messages written with no intention. Sinful and soulless rhetoric, cynical yet scripted and wrote in excellence. Creative is known as pestilence. I'm the lot. I'm out the box empty. Nothing left of me. Next to the pour I spill. When was I ill? Had the stress clench the breath for me. I gave till I did it. Now I'm left to take what you're not willing. Who's not kidding? Some of us all winners. I fall to the fall that all them sounds call. Just like autumn sounds, colors change and someone won't. And so death lingers like corners. No matter change gonna get us. Unless your focus is getting going. Summer comes just like winters. Second was raised to show us. How you gotta know how to focus. Bit of bleeds through the mix. Taste full of bliss. Blinded death by the white noise. Ponder this in my brainstorm. Succumb to the slumber. Thunder whispers to another. Secrets from the wall, pieces of a man. Cracking from the weight, paint peels of grievances. Throw late on this need for rent. I'm not thinking. The thought constant. I start ringing. In the rainfall again. Screens drown in the halls. I feel rain falling in. Sealed in silence. I'm seeing why. Stealings cry. But I'm still in it. Keep spinning. Fanatically. See what the static brings. I bet dust bill. Is it us still? Hard to see in the heart of things. When ain't much set in but you. And your depressions. Ain't no stairs to climb. but the stairs your mind feel. Walk your mind feels, waiting on your time, tiptoeing over the course. The loss of sorta brings, cost more than things you lost in a fire. Burning alive, I pray for rebirth. Burn till you die, I pray to be earth. Caught in the imbalance, my imbalance. Teeters the edges, just like judge and jury. Went on the odds for an equal story. You're going to get it in no time. No time. Peace.
Yo. Yo, yo, yo. Let's bop on down to poetic.
Yo, yo, yo. Rome. My brother. First off, it's good to hear you spit. It's been a minute since I heard you spit, bro, and I'm glad you decided to come through and share your brilliance, your awesomeness. And, brother, this is a phenomenal piece. Thank you, bro. Glad to hear you, bro.
Appreciate you, brother. Much respect, always.
Absolutely. La Perla Negra.
That was dope. That was real dope. I don't know what else to really say about it, but I liked everything that I heard, the cadence, everything that you said. That was really decent. Thank you for sharing. For real.
Yo, this, I got you now. Now I see what you mean, that it's really not that you spitting it fast. It's just that it's repetitive, your repetition. Like you say, you don't take a breath, and that next line come right after the next line, it come right after the next line, and it sounds good. And I do feel I do hear the cadence, and I do hear the break in there. You do punctuate the end of the line from the start of the next line. I feel all that. I had to listen. I was like, yeah, it's not that he's saying it fast or spitting it fast like that. It's just the repetition. It's just that beat that you hitting the cymbal by the rest of us hitting on the tom-tom. You know what I'm saying? The cymbal.
Yeah. Cause I got it on my ear, so I got to rush. You know, I had to get in that groove. I was like, yeah, because I was kind of overthinking it while I'm doing it. I'm like,
yeah, I knew you would. But I can feel it though, man, and it sounded good, man. Don't change who you are or how you spit, because that makes you who you are, man. And we love that about you. So that was dope, man. That was dope.
Thank you, man. I much appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm a slow down the commentary because I want to go. My people ain't
may
get
I
a chance
something?
To. Go ahead.
Hey, Rome.
Hey, lady, what's up? Well, how are you today?
How are you?
I'm good. Bless
you. Know
Happy
something?
New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Rome and I did a collaboration together quite a while ago, but his cadence, his rhyming, his singing through his pieces are terrific. And I wish I had his piece before me so I could read it, because he says, he's always saying something. He has a message in his work. And
mm-hmm.
I've missed seeing you and hearing you, and I'm so glad to hear your voice tonight. Great job.
I was glad to hear you. I do. We had a great piece. I loved it. Lydia has been like a great too mentor to an inspiration to how I write and helped me learn more ways too. So I got a piece from every one of y'all that I met through here too, man. So I love it. Amazing.
Hey, man. Well, we love what you do, man. I'm going to say this real quick, then I'm going to go, because I want to let my co-hosts, my people, my brother and my sister, do they thing up in here. I'm going to say this. I get lost in your rhythm. Like certain songs I listen to, certain songs we listen to, the beat, and we learn the words later on, something like that, you know, but we get caught on that beat, you know, or the music. The music be grooving. Your vocals is like that. I listen to your rhythm. Your rhythm, man, it'd be flowing like just. I love the rhythm. I love the sound of your voice, the way you hit those drums, so to speak, the way you use your instrument to the beat. And whether you say you got the earphones on, but I swear that we can hear it too, you know.
Oh, yes. I get you. I heard your last question with the, and I'm a lover of all music. So, like, you know, I love everything from classical up, bringing to hip hop. And I've recorded in studios, and I'm unorthodox, you know. I'm weird with it. People sometimes mm-hmm. think I don't ride a beat. And then I have producers tell me, nah, he does ride the beat, but he's not riding your drums. He's riding the violins that are back there or some shit like that, you know? So for me, the beat is a background. Your words are the story. Mm-hmm. Whatever you put, whatever you bring into it, people, that should be the beat, you know? Otherwise, that's what an acapella is. Otherwise, there's no acapella. So the acapella to me is what tells you that even without an instrument in your background, you are the beat. So even on a beat, you're still the beat because your words are what matters over everything. Over everything,
you have
it's your story. It's we listen to you. You don't listen to the beat because I could just listen to an instrumental if that's the case, you know?
Exactly. And that's what I'm trying to say over here, man. So like I say, don't change the way you do it, man. You do it well. And that's what we like about it, man. Everybody's individually talented and has their own way of doing their thing and keep on doing it your way, man. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to get up in here because, you know, Miss Purley comes up in here playing the lead guitar, you know, the way she do it. How go on, Miss Purley?
Hey, ooh,
that was pretty good. That was pretty good. That touched my soul. And we got Mr. Poetic on the keys, y'all.
I can hold that. I can hold that.
Larry,
you got it. It's so all love. I like that.
Yes, and I'm for real, and I'm on the vocals. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Bam, that's that piece right there. So
there you go.
What we gonna do, Van? Miss Pearly, which one of y'all wanna take the lead first and spit that piece that y'all been holding on
to? Go on, Stacy Manager.
Oh wow. Okay. All right. I see you falling in love with pink. Just as your days and nights are filled with drenching rain, wearing matching outfits right down to the Jordans, king and queen tees, and you and pain adjust into each other's crowns, smiling on the pursuits of the world to see while inside you frown, falling for the heart eye emojis and the DMs filled with anatomy pictures and OGs. I hope you look like your profile pic, hoping you are not just another heart-ached bag of tricks. But I see you falling for me again. Round and round we go and then come to this point of no return. And you hurt so good that there's nothing else for me to learn. The level of toxicity running through your veins. As we exchange body fluids and passion, oh my God, the pains. The pains of your forever that just keep pulling me in, and I never, oh God, I never ever want to lose you. Even though you're no good for me, it's true. I've searched the entire globe looking for this level of disappointment as you disrobe all my don'ts, all my won'ts. I can't be this blind to what ails me most. Your irreplaceable words from your lips or the love of your soul that vanishes like a ghost. Why do you cripple all my emotions? With a single kiss from your thorn-pricked lips, like a really good tasting that soothes my throat, doesn't make me throw up, even as I drink from your lying cup. I can't believe this is happening, and I've nothing to gain. Yeah, I'm falling deeply in love with pain. And that's that piece.
Yo, my brother, my brother. Sorry about that. I hit that soundbar by mistake. But, bro, man, I'm going to have to deduct 2 points from you for cheating, bro. Seriously. That's all I have to say about that. No, that was a dope piece, man. And I see where you put the inflections in there, where you broke your cadence. And I could feel what you wanted us to feel, man. Miss Pearly.
Damn. All I can say is, yeah, I mean, it speaks on everything about being in love with the pain. I've been there. Man, that was deep. I felt that. Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
We're going to get one
more.
J-Rob, the wise son.
Sorry, y'all, I was kind of muted. But I like this piece a lot for a lot of different reasons. And for the main one is because it resonated with the piece that I told y'all about earlier that I posted, because it's so revealing. So when he talks about pain being the end result of it all, that's exactly where I was going with it. So it sticks with me, and I really dig this piece because of that.
Thank you, bro.
All right, all right. Now, Miss Pearly, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Turn It Out. Por siempre, mi amor, capearemos la tormenta en la vida juntos. Tú y yo te amo. You are the rule I am willing to break, because against all odds, you are the exception I am willing to make. Frightened each time before every risk I take, but I've always been a risk taker. For my heart, you are the risk that I am willing to take. Telling myself that I don't want this with you is like painting in the rain. It's useless and impossible. Because your silhouette is ingrained in my mind, and my soul is tied to the flame of your existence. Por siempre, mi amor, soy tuyo. Through music, the savage beast is seized. But your presence is my addiction, so the rhythm our heartbeats create is what I dance to. The remedy healing all that troubles my side of the world, you are my earth. Necessary and vital. You are the alien I want to be abducted by. My heart is like a puppet on strings, and your energy is my Geppetto. So I'll be the comfort while you sleep, because you bring my love down like ink flowing from a pen. Por siempre, mi amor, tu historia está escrita en mi corazón. I once held on to nothing, and now your touch is my rebirth through fire, bringing color to pale skies. It is said beauty is in the eyes that hold you. Well, life awakens in your presence, because eating is in your eyes. You are my truth in a world of lies, and I do need you. Por siempre, mi amor, necesito que te quede. And that's it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right.
My God.
Okay, Latina.
Come on. You can't be spitting this kind of shit late at night. You gotta say this stuff in the daytime. What the fuck, man?
That shit was heavy. I ain't going to lie.
I live alone. What the hell, lady? Now I gotta go put on some goddamn clothes and go and walk around in that cold air. You ain't shit.
Yeah, you made me want some rice and beans, baby girl. You made me want some yellow rice and beans right there. All right. Let's get one more. Yes, Jay.
Yeah, I really like that. You spoke a lot about trust in this poem right here.
being abducted and taken away, and then you morph that metaphor into puppeteer. Well, not puppeteer. That was the metaphor that you used, but it was mm-hmm. all about trust. I appreciate that. That was mm-hmm. nice.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, so, yeah, I guess I'm left. I'm going to go into my spiel. I just wrote this right before the show, so you have to excuse me. That's my disclaimer. This doesn't have a title. If it was titled anything, it would be Memories.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Recalling your touch, the way you touch me, profound, how love came crashing down, how your voice resonates, every syllable echoes, whispers loudly, by moistened lips that heavenly twist gave life a lift, freed me from gravity, peace of now, peacefulness now exists, possibility echoes, whispers loudly a kiss, from understanding. Understanding that you were once there for me, I'm just recalling your touch and how you touched me, still touching me. Closed eyes see, nostrils sense your scent, skin. This flesh can still feel your fingertips all over it. Arousal beginning to stiffen. Don't just leave me with the memories, beautiful, but they torment me. My hands reach out fingers like tendrils longing, like plant life seeking nourishment from the sun. Every digit remembers. They too have memories attached to this heart of touching you, holding you. Your touch, how you touch, how your touch spoke to me, communicating, sending tiny shards, subliminals, things that touched in ways that only found in dreams. Left. You left. Came in and guess it was season. Guess it was just that season. I wanted to last as long as possible, but love, love can be seasonal. Memories are forever, though. Memories are forever, yo. They hold you bound to the things that once held you down. They pull at your heartstrings, resonates in tones and sounds forever wavering. Sensations of shit profound, memories reoccurring as if you were right there. Still right there. The scent she wore, the feel of her lips as if she were right here. Heart still beats. As if she's right here, nibbling on her ears, yo, wishing she was here, yo, playing with her feet, tickling those tiny little toes, caressing the moment, ingesting the atmosphere, dining on love's buffet, a lover's meal, a table set for two, stretched out on a white shag carpet, making passionate love to you. Dancing and romancing to some old neo-soul grooves, huh? Making the room spin, being lost within, just lost within you. Memories hold the light of many lit candles. I tried to give the stars to you, lasso the moon for you, and bathe in its glow with you. Memories can take you right back there, and I'm remembering. That touch, the way you touched me, profound, how love came crashing down, how your voice resonates every syllable, echoing, whispers loudly, hoping it's forever, that it was forever, not disposable, kissed by those moistened lips that heavenly twist that gave life a lift, freed me from gravity, oh, peacefulness. Don't just leave me with these memories. Beautiful they are, but in peace.
Wow.
Classic novels by Shakespeare.
Right.
I gotta say, your last three, man. Y'all see killers, I get lost in y'all voices. Y'all all through that line of y'all gotta spread that out better. You can't put that on top of all on each other, cause that's like a lot.
Wow.
It gets so, it's like the voices alone is like already mesmerizing the how y'all deliver. That's a lot. Like y'all can't do that next. You gotta spread that out into like a speed round or something. It can't be like back to back to back to back.
Wow.
People gonna be feeling confused. Like they don't know. Like y'all even confuse each other. Like she put y'all in a trap.
In the beginning of the show, but the way things went. I don't know. Like I said, I didn't plan the way this show was going to go tonight, and I thoroughly enjoyed myself, you know, busting it up with y'all, man, with the questions and the responses. I love sharing creativity. I like hearing the different ways that we, you know, that we lay our pens down, man, how we pick them up.
Who sparked that off? Out of three, yo. Who was it that sparked it off?
Who sparked it off?
It was Poetic. That was Poetic.
Poetic. Which was, in all honesty, I truly got lost. I was, he put me in, like, the Matrix. I was like, what the? All I know is that I woke up and I'm like, I liked everything. And I was also like, what happened just now? And then she came in, and I was just like, oh, my God. y'all can't triple it up like that. I don't even know how to feel about anything right now. All I know is that I thoroughly enjoyed everything. And I feel like I got roofied. I'm like, I don't know how to say anything else. Y'all can't do that like that. That's wild. That's too much. That's too much. It's an overload, man.
Yeah. How about you, Lady A?
Were you talking to me?
Yes.
I think your poem was stunning. And I also think that I've meant to tell you this before this, but your voice is very unique and it's very sultry, and it lends a lot of credence to what you speak when you recite your poems. I thought it was very romantic and moving. It was beautiful.
Well, thank you.
You peep how we sandwich that title at the end, too, like a sandwich. It pulls you up, give you that clue.
Yeah.
Sandwich that, I was like, this motherfucker here, he just sandwiched that shit, he's squeezing.
I think I said something about food in there somewhere. That's why you're cracking me up with the sandwich.
It was that touch, the emphasis on the being touch. You sandwiched that shit with, that's it.
Oh, there it goes right there. I said,
you begin to end it. You begin to end it.
I said, caressing the moment, ingesting the atmosphere, dining on love.
That was it.
So listen. Let me hear from my boy, Just Jay.
I am now unmuted. Hey, man, I really enjoyed that. In the very beginning of it, you know, you were testing the waters with the love, and you were saying that you would hope that it would be there. And as the poem started to mature, man, it went to a thing where you were speaking about all these memories. So it had a transition of time in it. I lost my train of thought.
Hey,
yeah.
That was good, though, man. Thank you for that, man. That lets me know that you heard it.
Yeah.
Because that's what it was about, transitioning in time and how memories. I really wanted to go deeper in it, but like I said, I was writing that right before the show. I wanted to go and how, you know, the things we spoke about listening to those songs in the beginning when I asked the question, when Miss Pearlie said she spoke about the hurt. And I asked her, what about the love? Because you couldn't be hurt so bad unless you loved so good.
Yeah. All right. Like, man, what about his piece?
Yeah. Right. And I wanted to write about memories that keep us locked into that individual or to that moment, whatever moment it was in time. That feeling of being.
That's what I wanted to comment on. Your poem spoke to being stuck. And it was going over all these good times, and the good times was the things that had it stuck.
Mm. I'm sorry. You know what? I feel like if I may,
go ahead.
To give you more depth into it, your piece reminded me of the comment you had made when you were talking about the more sexual poems and people like overuse of certain words, right? Your poem felt very sexual and very dominant also, though. I feel like you played, if I could use an analogy, like a smooth-ass pimp. Because you sandwiched in the beginning as you had the intimacy of speaking of memories, though, it was like sandwiched with the touch of her and what she made you feel versus what you ended up kind of controlling. And I didn't know how to feel about it also in a way, because it was like either you were truly accepting it and also manipulating it at the same time. But you played at the edge so well with it.
Okay.
So like you can see it so loving, and I can also see it so abusive at the same time. You know,
right?
In certain ways, like you played it like so well, it was very telling and also very like emotional, because you were speaking about your hurt, but also like, what does that hurt make you more loving or more hurt that makes you want to be more dominant in the situation? And that's for you to decide as a writer. And just the same way as I feel like Perla in her piece, it was like her heart was on her sleeve, but then she said things like, her exception of what, I'll take it for now, but also felt so profoundly in love and thinks she appreciated of it. But also it's like a love that's also guarded type of aspect, but playing the edge so well, where it's like you get mesmerized. You're mesmerized, right? And you don't know, you can't, like, when I look at it in the third person of the person you're talking about, I can't see them knowing how to defend themselves from that type of stance from someone, man or woman, you know?
Right.
Because it's played so well on the edge and invokes all emotions. It's like humanity at the finest aspect. It's like your heart's on your sleeve, but your heart's on the sleeve for a defensive purpose, you know? It's on your sleeve because you know certain people wouldn't know how to deal with it, and you're coming from a place of guarding, but yet you're accepting. It's like it's a crazy ass curveball, and that's why I'm also so I'm so like it's crazy. This is life. I love it.
Well,
so just to give you more depth,
like,
my bad about that. I just like give you more depth.
Good.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I feel that you made me realize something in my own writing as you said that, because that's where it was. It was accepting it and really not wanting to feel that again, but because I loved the moment, it just overflowed, you know what I'm saying? Let me say this. Hey, I want to thank each and every one of y'all for coming out. Blog Talk didn't cut off on us, but we are able to still talk right now for some reason. But once again, man, I really had a great time with y'all guys tonight. And I hope y'all can make it each and every Monday. Since we're still on here, Van.
Yes, sir,
bro. Can you give us a quick rundown before we split?
Indeed. Join us tomorrow night or later tonight for Hidden with your host, Mojave. Wednesday nights, the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra,
Thursday night is Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night's Renaissance Poetry, but Express Your Vibe with Ms. VIP. Saturday night is Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan, the Man Phillips. Sunday night, y'all, will be right back in the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. And Monday night, y'all, we'll be back with Do What You Like with Mr. Metaphoria and yours truly, Poetic. So make sure y'all tune in. For real, back to you.
Hey, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Once again, it's been a blast all the way from Lady A to Just J to my brother Timothy. I call him Timothy, J. Rob in the building, and my partners in crime who behaved tonight. I can't believe it. There was no throwing me under the bus tonight. Poetic and Miss Shirley, I love you guys. Hey, peace, love, and gravy. Protect yourselves. Get that vaccine. One love, y'all. Have a good night.
Can I make an announcement? Sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm being featured on next Monday night with the DSR group.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, put that in the event page so that we can remember that. And that's groovy. We'll be there because I think that show is after hours. So we'll come check it out.
Thank you.
One love, everybody.
Thanks for a great night, too. It was fabulous.
One love.
One love.
Good to hear y'all. One love.